contains adult content, which could include sexual behaviour or exploitation, misuse of alcohol, smoking, illegal drugs, violence, and dangerous behaviour. Chapter 1. Sam, my best friend. I have to go shopping for Christmas presents, but I haven't got any ideas, I said. Yes, it's difficult, Sam said. It was a Saturday morning, and I was sitting on my bedroom floor with my dog, Bear. He was sleeping, and I was doing my homework. Well, Sam was doing my homework. Sam is my best friend in the world. He's very handsome. He has blonde hair and brown eyes. And he's very intelligent. He's better than me at everything, even English. This is really annoying because I've always wanted to be a writer. I've written many stories in my notebook, but they are not romantic stories. My older sister, Zara, loves romantic stories, but I hate them. Sam and I met when we were little. He lives next door with his parents. His house is bigger than my house. My house is small and has two bedrooms. Mum has one bedroom, and Zara and I sleep in the other one. Sam doesn't go to the same school as me anymore. His parents are rich, so they sent him to an expensive school. I hate this because I don't have many friends at my school. Sam was looking in the mirror. Should I cut my hair? What do you think, Frankie? He asked. He found some scissors and began cutting his hair. It looked terrible. Stop, I said. Your hair is fine. Can your mum cut my hair for me? Sam said. He put down the scissors. She's sleeping, I said. She isn't feeling very well. I wasn't lying. Mum was very tired when she woke up that morning. She still got up early and tried to make us breakfast. But 5 minutes after breakfast, Zara and I had to take her to bed. Only Zara and I knew that this was normal for her now. Oh, sorry, Sam said. Then let's go into town. I'll get my hair cut and we can look for Christmas presents. Do you have enough money? I asked. I knew that it was a stupid question. Dad gave me some money to buy Christmas presents. I can give some to you if you want, Sam offered. It's okay. I have money, I said. This wasn't true, and Sam knew that I was lying. I had some money, but not enough to buy presents for three people. Mum, Zara, and Sam. I wasn't planning to buy Dad a present because I hated him. He left Mum a few months ago. I'll tell Mum that I'm going to the shopping centre, I said to Sam. I left him in my bedroom and went to see Mum. Mum, I said quietly. Hi, Frankie, she said. Sorry, were you sleeping? I asked. I have so many things to do, she said. I should get up. No, you should sleep, I said. I'll sleep for 10 minutes and then I'll be fine, Mum said. Mum has multiple sclerosis. She told us about a month ago. When she first told us, we were very scared. Zara and I usually fight a lot because we're very different. But that night, we slept in the same bed and cried. I said goodbye to Mum and went back to my bedroom. Sam was reading my notebook. Don't look at that, I said. It's secret. But we're friends. We don't have secrets, Sam said. Yes, we do, I said. Have you written about me? Sam asked. No, I said. Sam looked disappointed. "Come on, let's go shopping," I said. There were a lot of people at the shopping centre. First, we found the hairdressers. A woman with scissors was cutting a girl's hair, very short. "Do you like her hair?" I asked Sam, quietly.
"She looks like a boy," Sam said.
"I think that it looks really cool. I might cut my hair short," I said. "My hair is very long, and it's not very tidy."
"Don't. You have beautiful hair," Sam said.
It was strange. He never usually said nice things to me, and I never said nice things to him. "Your hair looks great," I said, turning to the girl. She smiled, and I suddenly felt a little embarrassed.
"She'll think that you fancy her," Sam said, laughing.
After the hairdressers, we looked for Christmas presents. Sam kept offering to buy things for me, but I said no. I found something cheap for Zara, but I couldn't find anything for Mum. Everything was so expensive. "Let's go home," I said, annoyed. "I just need the toilet first."
"I'll wait outside," Sam said.
"Hello," a voice said as I walked into the toilets. Sally Macclesfield was there with her friend Marnie. They went to my school, and I hated them.